Exercises 7 through 9. In the 1980s, the psychologist Benjamin Bloom led a landmark study of world-class musicians. Bloom's team interviewed 21 concert pianists who were finalists in major international competitions. When the researchers began to dig into their early experiences with music, they discovered an unexpected absence of raw talent. The study showed that early on, most of the star pianists seemed special only when comparing one child with others in the family or neighborhood. They didn't stand out on a local, regional, or national level, and they didn't win many early competitions. When Bloom's team interviewed the world-class pianists and their parents, they stumbled upon another surprise. The pianists didn't start out learning from piano teachers who were experts. They typically took their first piano lessons with a teacher who lived nearby in their neighborhoods. In The Talent Code, Daniel Coyle writes that, from a scientific perspective, it was as if the researchers had traced the lineage of the world's most beautiful swans back to a scruffy flock of barnyard chickens. Over time, even with such ordinary teachers at the outset, the pianists managed to become the best musicians in the world. The pianists gained their advantage by practicing many more hours than their peers. As Malcolm Gladwell showed us in Outliers, research led by psychologist Anders Ericsson reveals that attaining expertise in a domain typically requires 10,000 hours of deliberate practice. But what motivates people to practice at such length in the first place? The very ordinary teachers provide an answer. When the pianists and their parents talked about their first piano teachers, they consistently focused on one theme. The teachers were caring, kind, and patient. The pianists looked forward to piano lessons because their first teachers made music interesting and fun. The children had very positive experiences with their first lessons. They made contact with another adult outside their home who was warm, supportive, and loving, Bloom's team explains. The teachers looked for ways to make piano lessons enjoyable, which served as an early catalyst for the intense practice necessary to develop expertise.